get the questions from a lot of distributors around the country. One lady called me up and said that my son has gotten tremendous benefits from his Nican wellness home. And he ran across a professional basketball player. And this professional basketball player had started getting involved in a company that made bracelets. Now, these bracelets were apparently some bio-antenna that was supposed to change everything about your life. She said, can you check it out to see if he's going to be safe? I mean, is he messing up the systems that Nican has made right? Because he'd had all kinds of problems with us as he was growing up, and they seem to be so much better now. She's really very concerned about it. So I checked it out, and it was fascinating to me and that this company had put out a video on the internet. They were doing a lot of the tests that we had really come up with in Nican to show that the body, when it's re-coordinated, would be better than when left alone. And I was fascinated, and I thought, okay, I predicted this for a long time. The companies are going to come out with this new understanding. Nican's about 35 years ahead of everybody on it. But they were using a very rudimentary beginning, and yet they sold something like 4 million of these bracelets over a four-month period through a network marketing concept with technology that was like 30 years back than what we did in Nican. But it was going like crazy. And the other interesting part was these effects they were having were really just simply trying to make the body a bit more coordinated. They were charging $100 a piece for these bracelets. They looked kind of dumb. They were rubber banding type bracelets. And they had sort of what they thought was a coordinating technology. Well, you know what? We're going to start seeing more of that. Well, we've known that.
Jerry, I want to ask this question because we all know that there are other companies, other manufacturers out there that come out with stuff, and it's great. I always look at it as, you know, it's doing the job for us as far as educating the masses, because I love the way that Rick Murphy says it, that our only competition is lack of education. That's our main job, is to educate people and to help them understand. What would you say to somebody who comes across exactly what you just described? They come across another bracelet and say, well, what makes this power band that Nican has, you know, since it's brand new, how can it be so much better within this other, you know, company A over here or company C? And they've had theirs for a couple of years, and, you know, they're on the Golf Channel, and I see them in magazines. Why is Nican so much better?
Well, the key is that what they've stumbled on is one small piece of technology that can begin to help some of these effects, but it was like if you were to buy a computer in 1985, a green screen with 8088, you could call it a computer, and it had certain functionality. You could literally play Pong on the thing.
Now, come on, that's a fantastic entertainment source right there, Pong.
There you go.
Those of us who are old enough to remember it.
And that's exactly where their technologies sit right now. What we've discovered are these fascinating interactions between technological advances and the synergy that can multiply by hundreds of times the effectiveness of the pieces as they're put together. So that they're beginning to start to chisel in stone with a rock and a chisel, and writing has developed, and we're working on the internet. So I mean, that's how far ahead Nican is in terms of our technology. So we salute them, and we're glad they're there, because they're out there in opening up the mindset of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing things that they'll not be able to do 35, 40 years from now, but certainly not what we could do now.
Now, how would you, because I know looking back, there was a time, a short time, and I'm glad it was a short stint, that we would actually compare and test, you know, our products to others using, you know, simple kinesiology or muscle resistance tests. But what have you discovered? Because I know, again, going back to the statement I made earlier, that with the power bands, it's really been quite exhilarating. And something that I talked to Dave Johnson about, that he really got the brain juices flowing on this a few weeks ago, is that looking at just the number 35, that we're dealing with a 35-year-old company, and for $35, you can link up with that company. And if you don't want to do that, well, for $35, you could at least get one of these on your wrist. And let me show you what that'll do for you. What's the simplest way that we, you know, making a statement like that, can follow up with a very, very powerful, again, simple, easy demonstration that's not going to be too cumbersome and awkward, but to somebody and say, look, here you go. Let me show you what this will do for you.
Ben?
Yes.
Technical difficulty there. I'm good now.
It's okay.
All right. Well, the key that came up when I first saw this, it just started to get my brain juices going, just going, oh, my heavens, we can't even imagine. Here's a company that has no other products. All they have is a bracelet. And with the bracelet itself, they are, the bracelet itself, the pool's right here, Jake. We're starting warm up. There we go.
Which, by the way, I should let people know that you are literally en route as we speak in Walla Walla, Washington, for a swim competition, a swim meet with your son. You're not coaching it. You're just a regular dad in the stands, if there could be such a thing. And so that's, you're literally doing it at 7:20 in the morning, which I commend you for doing that. So, anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, and so what was very, very exciting to me was here was this company that was having all the success and excitement that was going all over the country. They were just going nuts by just having people run around and do these little demos. Well, our demos that we do are vastly more sophisticated, and they can do more things with this process. And yet, I don't want to, you know, downplay anybody else. You know, God bless them and go for it and be awesome. And I remember that back in the day when refrigerators were invented, one of the companies that invented refrigerators, electric refrigerators, got their patent stolen. And they thought, oh my gosh, we're going to go broke. This is it. We're in big trouble. Well, because there became other people in the marketplace, another company making refrigerators, it was something like the sale of refrigerators for the original company went up 800 times in the next year. It's just an awareness. And so we're about ready to kick it into the explosive growth phases. Now, if a person were to join a company like that, that costs $49 to get their distributor application process, ours takes $35. And they have one product, and it costs $100, and it's not nearly so attractive or interesting as ours, which costs $38. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is our chance to take a very simple in to that point to Nikan, that point where we could get somebody fascinated and intrigued and say, not only can you get this technology, but you can now change the course of the quality of your family's life for the next number of years by becoming involved in Nikan, by becoming a person who could get all the aspects and all of the good that comes from humans being born, all the many different things that we do, and yet you could do it very simply and very inexpensively. So we went out and began to start to try this in the field, an inexpensive, quick way to get on it. So we took a group of my first experience was to go to my old college roommate, who was my swimming buddy, down in Yakima. He's a Nikan Silver distributor, and it was going to be a late launch of the new technology. We said, let's go out in the field and find out if we can introduce this to other people very quickly to see how it goes so we can have some experiences tonight when we get to the event. So we go over and picked up a power band from the lady that was working there, and she But it got her shipment faster than we did, so we picked up a couple of them to go out to Javelin. She said, can you come out into the warehouse area? And I'd like to have you just introduce this to some guys I've been working with. I've been trying to show them he can for 10 years, and they just didn't seem to kind of get it or get the fact that they could be involved in it. So I said, well, come on over here. There's three guys out there, and I did a couple of quick demos on it and said, right now we're bringing into North America some technologies as of this major company from Japan. And what they do is they bring new technology advances, research and development, into the North American market, prove it here, and then take it worldwide. And we're looking for people that want to help us get that job done. Now, these are some very, very interesting new technologies. Look how great they look. And so let's try something and did a quick grip test and a balance test and a range of motion or flexibility test. Their eyeballs are as big as paper plates. And I said, now here's the big thing. How much do you suppose these kind of technologies that are going to reorient the whole human system and make it easier for people to get through their day in almost every category? They're the beginning of a huge number of, or an opening to a huge number of technologies and systems that are developed for average people to make their lives better in America. And the whole thing, how much do you suppose it costs? And I said, it's only $44 for one of these necklaces and $35 for one of these bracelets. And all three of the guys said, you know, she's been talking about this for years, but I just couldn't see myself grasping it, but I got to get me one of those. So over the course of the next 2.5 hours, Russell and I went out, and we got 10 people that were absolutely fascinated. Out of the 10, we know that four of them wanted to buy right there on the spot, and two of them wanted to sign up. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, if this is going to go that quickly, what is Russell and I have a lot of experience, and we could do this, but let's try this with somebody that didn't have any experience. I went back to one of my distributors who was 35 years old, very reputable guy, just one of those guys that just got it on the ball. He's the incoming president of the Spokane Home Builders Association. And there's a lot of concern in the home building industry right now for people trying to make a living. Well, he decided he wanted to get into Nikan, but he couldn't get traction. He couldn't figure out how to put all this together with the young people that he knew that could be excited about getting Nikan up and running. So I told him of a very short little plan, and we'll talk about that in a second, to get this in the hands of people. So I did a couple of quick demos, explained a little bit about it, huge companies, research and development, opening up North America, $35 to join. Do you know anybody we need to talk to? He said, can I borrow that bracelet for this afternoon? So I said, great, go for it. And he texted me about 2 hours, 3 hours and 50 minutes later, so it's almost 4 hours. And he said, Alex and I are buying 18 of these. We've now sold 5 and we're signing up 2. And I went, good grief. No experience. Just these power bands and out there in the field by himself. So we hybridized it a little bit and we added another piece to it. Here's how it kind of goes. You ask somebody, would you take a look at this? It's a major launch. We really need some partnership help as we bring it into North America. Don't know what you're going to do with it, but we need some partnership help. But here's what the technology does. So we do these 3 tests. Those are only just an opening to some major areas that we've already developed. Then we do the test, they go crazy, and then we say, here's how we make money. If you sell one of those, you make about $8 and $9 if you sell a necklace. If you get them in packs of 6, you can make up to $11 for a bracelet. Now, if you introduce somebody else and they begin to start to sell some of those, they will make, or you'll make money off of them, and if they introduce other people, you can make money off of them, and the thing continues on and continues to grow. That was very intriguing to me because we could tell the sort of story in a way that fascinated me because I used to get the old problem when somebody said, or I'd say, hi, I'm Jerry White, and they'd say, I don't have any money, and I hate sales. I go, what is this? Is nuts. But for this point, because I was bringing up that they could sell a necklace, they never would say, I didn't want to sell it. They would say, my family needs to make a living. I need a little extra cash. And this seems like an incredible way to turn some cash in a big hurry. I'm in. And I was just dumbfounded that that worked.
Yeah. You're attacking the opposition and putting it out there before it even becomes an opposition, before it even becomes an apropos objection. You're just saying, look, before they can even say that I'm not a salesperson, because we've heard that so many times, and I don't consider myself a salesperson, although I do put sales on, those questionnaire forms of, what's your occupation. But before they can even object to it, you're saying, this is what I would like you to do, is sell this to somebody, and you can make this much, and then turn around and show them how to do the same, and then all of a sudden, you're getting paid on efforts you did last week, last month, and, a quick demonstration of, or a quick explanation of how network marketing works. Jerry, I have another quick question that just popped into my mind. For a lot of people, how do we increase our confidence level in doing three quick energy tests? Because you said balance, strength, range of motion. How does one, because you're talking a couple decades of experience of literally knowing that the body is going to react to certain things, how does one with the power band really know that? Because, for years I would always have people put their arms straight out in front of them, clasp their fingers together, and then I, on the count of three, I would gently put, resistance, down, or put pressure down as they would resist up. But I've discovered just in the last, few weeks, months here, that it's so much easier to do it the opposite and literally push them up and to show them where their balance lies, because they have a better, ability to resist down. And it's easier on my body for two, for a second.
Well, it's way easier on their body, too.
Exactly. And that's what I want. Just a quick clarification of that, because a lot of folks, we don't remember how simple this can be, and how non-threatening, I think, is.
Yeah. Now, that's a great point. And I think one of the keys that we want to make sure is that if you make a statement that, watch this is cool, it works every time. Jim Rohn once said, there's only 8 or 10 really nasty, terrible, crappy people in the world, but they're likely to get around a lot, so you're likely to run into them on a regular basis. And there are people who, no matter what you're doing or saying, they were born and it's in their DNA to try to mess you up and to make you look bad. And that will destroy the heart of a lot of people when they're doing demos. So basically what I like to do is to say, this is a coordination system for these very, very complex things the human body goes through. It's not pushing or pulling or trying to make it any different. It's taking it back to what it would have been in a pristine environment 150 years ago or more. And watch what the body would do if it wasn't all jumbled up with confusion from the environment we're in every day. Now, say, okay, the first test we do is the grip strength test, where we put the thumb to the middle finger, or the ring finger, and then pull the hand apart and just make a comparative reaction and say, for many people, in fact, most people, that is a dramatic change in strength. Then what I would do is say, in the balance test and that you were just mentioning, arms straight out, parallel to the ground, pushing up will elicit a very interesting neurologic response in most people. And I'll give you a caveat for that in a second. When you push up and they're resisting and trying to keep their arms flat with the world instead of going up, you take the force off of the lumbar spine so you're not messing and compressing and tearing up their disc. Because it's going to be 48 times more pressure at the disc in the back than you're putting on their hand in the front, just by virtue of the mechanics of this thing. So it's much more safe to push up. And what you're looking for, and what you're going to key people into, is to say, as I push up with the power band on their wrist or on their neck, and this is another thing about power bands that very, very intriguing. The multiplication factors of putting the three technologies together, infrared, magnetic, and negative ions, will allow you virtually to do every test that we've ever done in NECAN you can do with all of the technologies of NECAN, and most people didn't realize that. I used to try to teach one for each technology, and then you could look impressive across the range of technologies. But now what I want people to know is you can virtually, if the body's going to be corrected and understand itself better, it'll change all kinds of things just with one of the technologies. So let's go pushing up, and we'd say, now I want you to focus on two things. One, are your abdominal muscles tight and holding themselves stable? Number two, watch your toes. And their toes, they should feel flat on the ground and nice and stable. So as you're pushing up, they're orienting to two things. Are my toes on the ground and my abdominal muscles tight? A third one you might see is there's maybe some people that are, we say your shoulders are good and tight and you're holding it. So then I say, oh, now I want to take this off and let's make a comparison. And as you press up, you should see those three things change. Number one, the abdominal muscles are just not able to connect. Number two, they are their toes will go popping up in the air. And for most people, it's very dramatic. And you can't stop it. Their little toesies are flying all over. And you mention it, and they still can't put their toes down. Then the third one is that their shoulders are nice and tight. But then you take it off, and they can't hold up their shoulders, or they might feel some pain. So that you've got so many parameters for them to look at, they don't know which one to cheat if they were going to try to be a dastardly person and ruin your existence by proving you wrong.
Right, one of those 8 or 10, as I call them, refer to them as morons, that are out there. Jerry, so basically you're doing all three tests, the grip strength, the balance, the range of motion, with the power band bracelet or power band necklace on, then you're taking it off and doing all three again?
Oh, no, I do all three of them with it on and off.
You're taking it on and off each time.
Now, right, yeah.
Now, the range of motion, and here's one where I've seen this a few times where, again, it's one of those 8 or 10 morons that are out there in the world among the almost 7 billion people on the planet, that especially if you do the range of motion, which I'm guessing you have them, bend over? Is that what is one?
There's three possibilities on a range of motion test, and my daughter, who's 21 years old, and I'm doing a lot of people who are younger now with these that are finally getting it. They're saying, oh my heavens, I can make this work. This is huge. Let me at them. And I had a heck of a time trying to get people in NECAN to do that before who were younger. They would say, well, I don't perceive that my kids are having problems. I don't have any yet. I don't perceive that I'm invincible in this world. And these young people are seeing this. But my daughter, she says, Dad, that's amazing stuff, but how can I explain to people how that pertains to their day-to-day lives?
Sure.
Like, boy, we better really make sure we get this. But if they're an athletic person, balance, coordination, strength, endurance, range of motion, these are the things that we want to apply. If they're sore somewhere, let's take a look at that, because that's what really has a meaning to them. So let's go through the three that you can do for range of motion. If they have a back problem or hamstrings that are tight, we just have them bend forward, and I say, come down to where you feel the first vestiges, the first feelings of tightness or tension, resistance to that movement. This is junior high PE class, and you get an extra quarter and a lollipop if you rip your hamstrings apart. But come down until you feel that beginning to start to be tense. It could be your back, could be your legs. And what I'm going to do is to take a yardstick, or I carry around a ruler or a tape measure in my pocket. And I mark how far they are to the floor. And then when we say, okay, now we're going to put this power band on it, and realize that sometimes just even when I was doing the flexibility stuff in the laboratory or in the clinic, I'd have to work on it for a half an hour to gain just a half an inch in range of motion.
Sure.
And they'll gain 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 inches. And oh my gosh, that's just amazing. Well, that's really pertinent to somebody who says, well, I naturally think I have tight hamstrings, or somebody who says, I know that in my life one of my biggest problems is flexibility in my low back, and it hurts a lot and all that sort of stuff, and that just opens up the horizon like, holy smokes, are you kidding me? So, yeah, you ought to see the technology is designed for the back, but this is just a quick test to show you that this kind of technology can work.
Now, that's one range of motion, reaching over and touching the floor, you know, tightening up and feeling the pull in the hamstrings and in the back. And
that's one, and then I'll give you this other important point to make. If they can go down and touch their elbows to the floor, say, well, this isn't a test that's probably very going to have a lot of effect on you because you're a very flexible person.
Mm-hmm.
Or another person, you might find the second one is, I really love this test. This is, no one in the world does this test other than Nikan people, and no one did all the other tests other than Nikan people, so some Nikan person showed them our test on their bracelet. But if you put their arms out to the side as if you're being crucified and pull their arms straight back. Now, I'll tell them, for those of you who have muscle tension as a resistance when we get to it, you will begin to start to feel a resistance when I get to a certain point. And our coaches used to tell us, if you do that and you hold it for a second while you're trying to pull those arms together in the back, there'll be a distance between your hands if you have any tension at all. Let's measure that tension. And you should feel the stretch in your shoulders. Memorize that stretch. And so we might measure 24 inches across between the ribs. Now let's put the wrist blades on and come back. Now if there was a muscle tension cause for that to be resistant, let's try this now with this band on. And you might go from 24 to 10 inches. And oh my heavens, everybody goes nuts. That's just like the craziest thing I've ever seen. How does that pertain to me? Well, everything from asthma to high blood pressure to stress-related heart attacks and stress-related strokes actually are small little muscles around the arteries that it can constrict and lessen the blood flow or increase the blood pressure or increase the difficulty in trying to get air through airways. And if you can relax those or put the body in a position where it says, the normal appropriate would be more open and relaxed, all of a sudden those symptoms begin to start to be corrected by allowing the body to figure out what should be instead of forcing it with some chemical reaction that's going to screw up three other things. So that's what I like to do, is to pull the arms back. Now there are two groups of people for whom that may not be the very best test. One of them, their arms stay straight out, they're tight as a board, and you can't move them. A lot of these people are like world record holders in the bench press. Their ligaments are so tight that it's okay that they don't move, because if you move them, you're going to rip their shoulders out of the socket. It's not a muscle tension problem. They just have tight ligaments, and that's okay. Or if there's a person whose hands go across behind them, then that's Gumby's little sister, and that's not a great test for you. You're not muscularly tight. And the third flexibility test that we will do is to have them put their arm out to the side, look down your arm as if it was the sight on a gun, and then twist. And when you get to the end of the twist, look at what you're pointing at. Come back, put the power band on, do the twist, and you can go farther. So that would be really appropriate for somebody who's a tennis player or a golfer, or somebody who uses a lot of twisting rotation motion. And it's appropriate to what they do for their activity every day. And then they say, wow, that pertains to me. I want one of those.
Now, Jerry, I have to ask the question, and I'm watching the clock. I want to be sensitive to your schedule and everybody else's. So I want to ask this one last question, and then there's two more questions. But this one, regarding those range of motion tests, what do you do? Again, we're going back to one of those 8 or 10 morons or those nasty people. When they say, well, I'm more flexible the second time because it's the second time, not so much because you put that power band on me.
Oh, I always go back and do it again without it. And then they go back to being stiff again.
Case closed.
But, I mean, and that's really kind of fun with this. We can do this all afternoon. You're stiff and then you're not. Now, if they become more flexible and stay more flexible, then what you can say is, you've now learned by virtue of your neurologic system, that you're being blocked by all this energy around you, and now you're unblocked. Cooler heck. Another way that I would recommend if somebody says, well, this doesn't work for me, then we say a couple of things. Great. Then this is not a restriction for you, but our job then as marketing strategists is to teach people how to teach this. You're going to come across people, 90% of them are going to have a major, major, major effect. You know what? 10 of them aren't. And that's okay, because we're going to market this to hundreds of thousands, to millions of people across North America who need it. And if you don't need this particular aspect of it, you've got a very special type of nervous system that has been able to compensate for the misery and the environmental stuff. But wait till you see what happens with the chemical part. These are other areas that you're going to learn when you get into NECAM. So I'll finish off with how we finish this. And if you're all familiar with the CDs like Freedom 2010 or what's it called, A Beautiful Compensation.
Beautiful Compensation,
but when you get that CD and you look on the cover of it, there'll be about 15 different categories where people have their testimonies listed. And it'll say seizures, and it'll say things like low back problems and autism, and all these different categories where people are giving their testimonies. And what we do is we say, now this company only costs $35 to become involved with it, plus tax and shipping in your local area. It could be as much as 50, but that buys you distribution rights all over North America. And here's the big deal. It is the key that unlocks the golden door. It is not the end-all, be-all, these little bracelets. What they do is to help people understand there's a whole new world of technologies. Now, read these categories. You're going to learn and develop and become a professional in areas, in all these areas, with a company that can affect all these particular areas. Can you imagine the market and the varieties and the power of what we're getting into? So I want to leave this application with you. And you can either just go ahead and jump in with us now and order up some of these things and let's get on it, or listen to those, and then I'll get back with you and pick up the application tomorrow. And that's really the whole process.
And what I love about what you've just presented, Jerry, is that right from the get-go, you've given people an out in our culture today, in our society, where truly people... And I ask, every time I'm talking with somebody, I ask lots of questions about our economy and what's going on. People are sick and tired of playing the victim role. They want to be a victor. They want to come out. And you're literally enabling them, you're empowering them to do that. You're giving them a way out, saying, hey, this is something that, you know, you may not earn $1,000 the first day. However, you know, you're going to empower other people to do the same. And isn't that exciting? When you can help be a catalyst to bring change, to turn things around. And well, I just think it's fantastic.
These are huge for preying on people's belief systems, because they can make money today, and they can, and that's what they really build their belief system, if they make $8.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to saying, okay, you're asking me to go on stage to put in $2,000 to $5,000 to come out with a big deal that I don't know that I could really handle. In this, they're just saying, you can handle this. It goes very, very quickly. They get two or three or four distributors in, and they get a couple of those people to get distributors, because it seems like, man, I could do this. Then come back and show them the broader picture of NECAM. They're going to be much more likely to say, I want to get all that technology.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did I think it was an 18-minute presentation with Dave Johnson that you had told me a few days ago when we chatted, that was recorded. Now, was that audio or video or both?
It's an audio, and it's called Young People Getting Rich with the Power Band.
No, there's no question of what the purpose and the intent of the title is. Young People Getting Rich with the Power Band. And I presume that Blue Ribbon has got that.
I imagine that they do by now. Dave Johnson's got it on his MP3 site. If you don't, certainly after this call, the Blue Ribbon will get it real quick, because people will start calling him up and saying, do you have that?
Dave Johnson's MP3 site, do you remember the web address for that? Isn't it ruexcited.com or something like that?
And then, yeah, there should be a link inside of areyouexcited.com.
Okay, so you're looking for, again, the title, because I had people specifically email me and ask me this. What was that title? That was called.
So, young people Getting Rich with Power Man.
Okay, pretty simple and straightforward. Well, Jerry, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to let you get to your son's swim meet, because that's exactly where you're at. But if folks, as Ruth Williams put in her email, if the bantering with Vance and Jerry was too quick for you and you weren't able to write as fast as I think I actually burnt the head off of my pen here. But this whole conversation has been recorded. Simply www.saturdayamlive.com. All run together, all spelled out, saturdayamlive.com. And that'll take you right into Steve Crowfoot's website, and you can catch the recording. It's a great way just to review, and you can fill in your notes. Or the way that Jerry presented it, you know, maybe we're not as smooth with the terminology. And going back to that, you know, that statement that our greatest competitor is lack of education, just a little few key words as we're demonstrating the product makes a huge, huge difference. And I know, Jerry, you would attest to that. So it doesn't hurt to go back and listen to the recording. And, you know, if you've got people that you introduced the Power Band to or you introduced Sneak-N to, say, hey, catch this, and it'll really give you a good idea. We're not making money off sending people to the recording. That's not what we do. Steve does this free of charge, and you, those of you who received my email, you understand why that's such a big deal. So, Jerry, I want to say thank you. I appreciate it greatly, and you're definitely one of those individuals that I would love on about a quarterly basis to have you come back. And then, you know, what we need to do is just do a Q&A session, because I've asked a few questions, so I know there's a whole slew of others out there of people who are saying, well, I did that, but this is what happened. How do we do this? Or would you suggest this? So maybe we'll set that up and go from there.
Sounds great. Let's go nuts. This is going to be such a big year, and people added very quickly is going to change your entire Nikan life. As opposed to thinking that you got to give them a PhD and take 4 years to get them started and... And no, you know, they can have three people by this afternoon, so why not?
Absolutely. Well, Jerry, again, I love your commissioning statement there. Let's go nuts. Why not? Because, you know, we can't. So I'm going to let you go. I've got a couple announcements, folks, if you'll stick around. And, again, Jerry White has been our guest out of Spokane, Washington, and today in Walla Walla.